What's up, everyone? This is James Quilty, and welcome to another episode of Funnel Dad Secrets Radio. You know, when I first started my business, I had all of these dreams that I was going to be making six figures, and I was going to have the dream house, and I was going to be able to bring my wife home, and we were going to be going on vacation. But unfortunately, that is not how everything played itself out. As a matter of fact, it was like the complete opposite. And I wanted to talk about the one thing that we all forget as business owners, as new entrepreneurs. We forget this one principle, and it's the one thing that is going to be the difference between you succeeding and you failing. And we're going to talk about that in today's episode, so let's get to it. Are you struggling to make any kind of money online? Are you overwhelmed with all the tech, social media, and email stuff? Are you starting to think that this online business thing is just not for you? Well, I know how you feel. For years, I struggled to make my first sale online, and after 6 years of failure, I finally started to have some success. My name is James Quilty, and throughout this podcast, I want to share the things that I'm learning as I work to build a six-figure online business all from home and in my spare time. I know what it's like to struggle, and I want to share everything that I've learned to help new entrepreneurs make their first dollar online. Welcome to Funnel Dad Secrets Radio. You know, as time passes, I start to realize that business is not as hard as I thought it was when I first started. You ever get that? I know when I first started in entrepreneurship and I started my first business as a fitness trainer, and I slowly started to try and build that business up, and I was working at a gym at the time, building up clientele. And then eventually, once I left that fitness center to start my own fitness business, right? It still, you know, was kind of difficult, and it still was kind of hard. But the funny thing was that the same things that I was doing when I was at that fitness facility trying to get new personal training clients, it was the same things that I did to get those clients were the same things that I had to do when I went out to start my own business. You know, nothing, you know, changed. What changed was I became more willing to accept the process, and I started to be more diligent in working those certain principles, right? And then, you know, eventually the business, you know, started, you know, to grow. And I see a lot with a lot more people that, you know, are reaching out, a lot more people that are asking for help. I'm seeing a trend, but I always wondered, I was like, was I like that? Because I'm finding that there's a lot of people that are turning to entrepreneurship as a, how should I say? They turn to it as an answer to all of their financial problems, right? And regardless of all of the things that they were doing to get themselves into that mess, they seem to think that, well, guess what? I will start a business and then all of my problems will end, right? And that's not the case. And that was the same thing, you know, the same mentality that I had. And my mind shifted when I got a business coach. And he was asking me, because every month, you know, we had to go over our numbers. We had to turn in our KPIs, right? Our key performance indicators. And he would also, you know, challenge us and say, well, you know what? Your goal is, you know, to be at this, you know, revenue and this, you know, many clients and this sort of, you know, he would lay everything out. He's like, okay, this is what I want you to do, right? And so that next month we would go over our KPIs and he would ask us, did you do what I told you to do, right? And I'm going to be honest with you, there was a lot of months I didn't do what he said, he wanted me to do. I didn't do it, right? And he would, after like, you know, the second month, he was like, all right, are you serious about this? And I would say, well, yeah, of course I am. He's like, cause listen, do you want me to give you your money back? And I was like, no, why? He's like, because you're not doing what I asked you to do. You're wasting my time and you're also wasting yours. If you're not willing to do the work, one, I can't help you. There's nothing more that I could, you know, tell you to do if you're not willing to put in the work. And, you know, also, I don't want you, I want to take your money. I don't need your money. But what I do need you to do is to follow through, because your success, or what did he say? He said, your success is important to me, because I want you to succeed, right? That was the whole reason you hired me. You know, I don't want to, you know, look like, you know, some sort of, you know, shyster who's just taking people's money. I don't want your money. But what I do need you to do in order for you to be successful is I need you to do what I'm telling you to do, right? And I was like, oh, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, and I was like, you know what? I have no excuse. Okay, you're right. You know what? No, please don't fire me. I do want you to coach me, and I'm sorry for, you know, being such a lousy student, right? And that was when things shifted for me. And what I learned was the only difference between people who are successful in business and who are not are the ones who are willing to do the work, right? In any business, what do they need? They need sales and they need leads. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to solve a problem in the marketplace in order to bring in leads, right? And when you have those leads, what are you doing? Well, then you offer them a solution to their problems. And so how do you do that? You got to learn the skill of salesmanship in print, or copywriting, or direct response marketing, whatever name you want to attach to that. But you need to learn that skill. You need to learn how to write a hook that captures people's attention, that stops the scroll long enough for them to read what you have to offer them. You know, so many times, and I did the same thing. What do? We buy these, you know, done for you, or fill in the templates or something like that. And all we do is we just copy and we throw it out there without any thought or without any type of, indication of who our target market is. Who are we trying to help? We just throw it out there. And when it doesn't work, guess what? We're like, oh, this is a scam, or, you know, this person just wasted my money, or this, this, and that. And we always blame everything except for looking at the one deciding factor. And that's always us. And I share this with you because the one thing that you can do to change from where you are to where you want to go is, one, knowing the skills that you need to learn, and then accepting the fact that you are going to have to put in the work to develop those skills. That makes sense, right? I want to share a, you know, quick story with you. So my daughter came to me because my wife and I, we homeschool, and I was going into their room, and my daughter had written up a sign on my son's door. He had asked her the rules of his room, right? And he's 6 years old, and so he was asking his big sister if she could write the rules that he wanted. And so as I passed by, I looked at it, and she had misspelled some words. And so I called her over. You know, I had circled them, and I said, "Sweetheart, you know, I want you to go ahead, and I want you to rewrite this." And, you know, she got a little bit down on herself, and I was like, "Hold on a second. Why are you upset?" I said, "This is not a bad thing, and I'm not upset with you." I said, "You know what?" I said, "I struggled with spelling, you know, when I was yours. And as a matter of fact, I still do, because I don't know about you, but the English language is like totally whacked out to me. You know, I spell based upon just phonetic, the phonetic sounding of words. I don't understand all of those rules. It doesn't make any sense to me. That's not how my brain is wired. My brain is wired to, this is how it sounds, this is how you should spell it out, right? Not these other, you know, rules and stuff like that. And so it was difficult for me. And I shared that, you know, with her. But I said, I'm so proud of you, because you know what? Even though you spell a lot of words, you misspell a lot of words, you still keep writing, right? You're still writing up these signs. You're still writing notes. That doesn't hold you back. And I said, what's the one thing that is going to make you successful in anything? And she says, by doing it. And I said, exactly. That is what separates you from everybody else. And that was the one thing that my coach was trying to communicate to me, was that you are not going to be successful until you accept the fact that you're going to have to do these things that I'm telling you to do, right? Following the, you know, the plan. And it was, you know, basically, you know, getting good at crafting messages, right? I felt inadequate, and I didn't want to do it because I you know, I didn't want to be rejected, right? I didn't want to see, you know, zeros, you know, in the engagement of, you know, the ads that he had me placing and stuff like that, you know, of, you know, the zeros of, you know, sales calls and stuff. And he wasn't looking for me to hit those numbers. What he was looking for me was to be doing the actions, getting out there and just doing the thing. Does that make sense? And so if you're struggling in your business, I can almost guarantee it's because you haven't taken the time in order to learn the skills that are going to make you successful. It's not always, preface this, okay? Yes, you do need a good product. Yes, you do need to go above and beyond. But more so than that, you can have the best product, but if you suck at marketing and can't get people to actually see what you have to offer them, you're going to lose every time. I remember this when I was a fitness trainer. I had a coach that said that if you take two trainers, you take one who is an average trainer but is an excellent marketer, and you have a trainer that is a mediocre to really bad marketer, but he is the best trainer in the world, who do you think is going to win each and every time? And I said, well, the really good trainer. And he was like, no, the average trainer. Why? Because he knows how to get leads in. He knows how to get people to come and see what he has to offer. The great trainer can't get anybody to see how great he is and what he has to offer, so he doesn't have anybody in front of him. So that's how he's going to lose each and every time. So if you want to be successful in business, you need to learn marketing. Yes, you need to be a good trainer. Yes, you need to be good at your craft, but you need to be even more diligent with marketing, because if you can't get eyes onto the product that you have to offer, the product or the service, doesn't matter how awesome you are, nobody's going to see that. Does that make sense? And so if you look at a lot of the marketing that fails, it's because they haven't taken the time to learn how to craft a really compelling, argument, but a really compelling message, right? And let's just say you're selling a digital product, right? Okay. Or it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even have to be a digital product. It can be anything, right? But you want people to come and purchase whatever you're having to offer. But if you can't write a curiosity-based hook that grabs people's attention long enough for them to take a look at what you have to offer, they're never going to see what you have, and you're always going to end up with zeros. And I'm speaking for this because it took 6 years when I sold my fitness business and I started to work towards a business online. It took me 6 years before I made my first sale. I share that with you because I struggled for the longest time because I was just like I was telling you. I didn't take the time to craft the message. I thought it was all about the product, and I was always working diligently to make sure that I had the best product that was going to solve, you know, the people's problems. And you know what? I worked so hard, but I couldn't get anybody to look at what I had because I didn't take the time to actually learn marketing, to learn direct response marketing, to learn copywriting, to write a headline, or even to write an ad that had a curiosity-based, compelling statement to get people's attention, right? And so I share that with you because I know if you're struggling in your business, it's because, I hope I don't offend anybody, but it's because you suck at marketing. And I say that because I sucked for a very long time. And you know what? I still suck. But the difference between me now and 6 years ago is I suck a little bit less than what I did when I first started. Does that make any sense? So if you're struggling in your business, if you're making zeros, I can almost guarantee it's not the product. Even if you're in network marketing, even if you are, you know, selling stuff from, you know, as an affiliate, whether it be for a software company or for, you know, one of those affiliate networks at ClickBank or JVZoo, right? Or, you know, the Warrior Plus, it doesn't matter. What I can say is that it's mostly because you don't know how to craft a compelling message to get people to look at what you have to offer. And so I'm going to give you just a couple things that I learned that I did to help get me a little bit better. Number one, I recommend that you purchase Dan Kennedy's The Ultimate Sales Letter, his fourth edition. He's actually written it four times. That's his newest edition. Go out, spend the $20 to get that book, read it cover to cover. It is phenomenal. It is excellent. He lays out exactly how to write a compelling sales message, and he gives examples in each of them from past sales letters that he's actually written that has gone on to generate millions of dollars. So that's the first thing that I would recommend, that you get that and you read that cover to cover. Number two, I recommend that when you go on to Facebook, right? As you are scrolling through, don't scroll through to kind of like most people do, like I used to do for years, mindlessly just trying to zone out. But start being a detective and working on customer research. Now, how do you do that? Well, all of those ads that pop up, they don't pop up randomly, right? Facebook is excellent at customer-driven data. What do they mean by that? They track all of the things that you look at. They track the sites, the groups, all of that stuff. And people who are placing advertisements, they have certain criteria. And if you fill that criteria, guess what? Facebook is going to put up an ad in front of you. So what you can do is if you're scrolling through and you see ads and one of them catches your eye, any of the ads that catches your eye, what you want to do is you want to click on the three dots up in, I believe it's the right-hand corner, and it'll come down and it'll say, why am I seeing this ad? Click on that and it'll see the criteria that the marketer is using in order for them to have that ad in front of you, right? And so that'll give you some idea of, okay, what kind of demographics are they looking at? What kind of customer attributes are they they using in order to get me to see this, right? And then what I would do is I would click on that person, go to their Facebook page, and then you can go, and I believe it's in the about section where you go to page transparency, and then you can go and see if they're actually running ads. And when they say yes, click on that, and guess what? It'll pull up all of the ads that they're running. Now here's a quick trick that you can do. When you do that, scroll down to the bottom. Try to find the ads that are still active and that have been running for a while. Because 9 times out of 10, if they're running for a long period of time, they're getting a lot of traction, which means they're working. And so you could look at that ad and you can model what they are saying. You can model the look. You can see, okay, so this is working. Okay, I could use this in my advertisements. And number three, I would recommend going to ClickBank. And I know there's a variety of different affiliate networks out there. I really like going to ClickBank because they have a phenomenal database of different niche businesses that are in there. And so whatever niche that you're in or whatever niche that you may want to be in or that you have customers that may be in that niche, you can go there. And when you click on, let's just say it's like health and fitness or supplements or something like that, that very first page, it'll rank and tell you the top performing products that are up there, right? And so what do? You go into the first three, click on that, check out their sales process. Are they using a written sales letter? Are they doing a video sales letter? Are they doing a video? Watch and look at their sales process, and then you can model that for yourself for whatever product or service that you have. Those are the three things that I did and I keep doing. As a matter of fact, every time that I find an ad that works, and I say work, it caught my attention, I'm like, ooh, I want to buy that. I will actually screenshot not only the ad, but I'll also screenshot and I'll go through their entire funnel and I will see what they are doing. And I've put together a swipe file so that I can go and review. And so now I'm not doing it blindly, but I'm using proven principles that are actually working now, because if it got my attention, it'll definitely get your customers' attention. Does that make sense? And those, other than buying Dan Kennedy's other than buying Dan Kennedy's book, those other things that you could do for absolutely free. And what is really awesome over at ClickBank is that you can actually click on some of those ads, and you could see the different affiliate swipes that they will give their affiliates to use in order to promote their products. That can give you ideas for you to model in your business when you build a list for writing emails and that sort of stuff. So if you don't know how to do that, you can get on their list and see the process of emails that they send to you, put that into a folder, look at it, model it, and then you can deploy that into your business. Does that make sense? Start now developing those skills, and I promise you, in a very short amount of time, if you keep at it, you are going to start seeing success in your business, and hopefully it won't take you 6 years like it took me. So I hope that you got some value out of this. I hope that this is helping you. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, keep moving forward.